This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. This is a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. This course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear, but what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. The purpose of this workbook is to train your mind in a systematic way to a different perception of everyone and everything in the world. It is doing these exercises that will make the goal of this course possible. An untrained mind can accomplish nothing. Transfer of training in true perception does not proceed as does transfer of the training of the world. If true perception has been achieved in connection with any person, situation, or event, total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. Remember that one exception held apart from true perception makes its accomplishments anywhere impossible. The very nature of true perception is that it has no limits. It is the opposite of the way that you see now. This is our course in miracles, the recognition that all around us is a light of love and forgiveness from our Savior, Jesus Christ, that is showing us a whole revision of what we are. We're glad you joined us today. I imagine that the title itself made you a little apprehensive. Along with your apprehension of everything that you see, that I might threaten you with my certainty that contained within you is the power to heal any disease from which the human condition might appear to suffer. This from our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is very emphatic in his New Testament and also in his Course in Miracles, in informing you that the power of decision concerning what you are within the advent relationship of time that represents our body correspondence, okay, is momentarily denying you access to the entirety of the power of the healing grace of God. Let's look for just a moment at what we intend to do today. And the specific nature of my attempt is going to involve some particulars in my mind as a healer, in my individual regard for you and your capacity to recognize a correspondence in us, okay, that will help you avoid the what you would call static, static in the sense of interference that causes you to suffer from what is termed Parkinson's disease. And the abnormality of it is incredibly debilitating. And first I want to share with you, those of you who suffer from this particular, my entire sympathy and empathy that I offer you in regard to my recognition of your inability momentarily within your mental faculty to organize a relationship that allows you for a physical correspondence with your body in correspondence with the commands that you're receiving from your mind. In a particular sense, what I intend to do, and you listen carefully to this, this is all coming from Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you let me show you a new, let's use the term rhythm, okay? If you let me show you within your correspondence of the lyric of your own mind, that is the script that you write for yourself, along with the instrumentation that represents you in my sharing of my lyric and my instrumentation of the organizations of the vibrations of light, I can show you that Parkinson's disease is nothing but a momentary loss of the rhythm of the entirety of the exposure of the universe based on a particular attempt on your part, let's say, to improvise. I'm going to come back to it in just a moment because the healing from that sporadic disassociation has been going on since the beginning of this attempt at demonstrating to you moments of peace that allow you not to attempt to adjust the flash of what you call discontentment that invades you because of the activity of your conceptual or temporal mind. I know that what I've just said to you in the last few minutes may be fairly meaningless to you in medical terms. If you'll trust me just for a moment, I'm not concerned about the terms by which you define Parkinson's. I'm only concerned about your involvement emotionally with your inability to find physiologically and mentally and emotionally the solution that allows you to express this harmony. There. See? We're going to talk about it in just a moment. For those not familiar, let's take a two-minute look at a definition of Parkinson's for the world, because I want you to see how it's divined within the, or defined in its denial, within the entirety of the necessity for the particulars of the medication involved to suppress or subdue it. Look, Parkinsonism, degenerative brain disorder first described by the English surgeon James Parkinson in 1817. Causes can include head injury, encephalitis, syphilis, or carbon monoxide poisoning. In cases where there is no apparent cause, the condition is called Parkinson's disease. The disorder is also termed shaking palsy. Parkinson's disease is a debilitating and progressive disorder in which the chemicals that facilitate electrical transmissions between nerve cells are depleted. It was the first disease to be treated by drugs that replaced deficient neurotransmitters. Symptoms usually begin in middle to later life with trembling of the lips and hands, loss of facial expression, and muscular rigidity. As it progresses, it may bring on body tremors, particularly in muscles at rest. Movements become slow and difficult. Walking degrades to a shuffle. After many years, physical incapacity may occur, but Parkinsonism is more psychologically painful than physically. Dementia occurs in at least 50% of the patients. Depression is also common. There is, as yet, no known cure. So, that's our definition. What good is that going to do us? Look at me. What good is it going to do to read a medical chart that defines what I am suffering from, offers me a correspondence that apparently will relieve the disease in terms of normalcy, which is fundamentally the retention of the tension described in a variant way within your conceptual idea about yourself. This is a healing process, and it's going to commence right now, of a re-centering of your location in time as that sufferer is there, like having that disease, that will first give you a moment of peace. Okay, where instilling your mind, there will be no command, okay, for you to activate within the circumference of your entirety of light form, an angleization that represents what you would call the radius of the circle, where the procedure of the angle of resistance is varied so that from the point of contact there's a disassociation from the center of the light form. What I've given you is a description of the human condition contained within its own circumference of realization of what it is within its own mind. The disharmony that has been occurring in you in what you call neurological diseases, and this would be true of Alzheimer's, what I call old-timer's disease. The initial stimulation that I provide to you as a healer is an activation of your ductless gland association. There's no question that you can define this debilitating disease as some sort of misglandular function or misfunction of particular ductless glands contained within your mind. The remedies that you employ generally include increases in dopamine, perhaps, secretions that are available in your body but are either overactive or less than active, and including certainly serotonin and melatonin and all of the other tonins by which you seek to justify the chemical relationship of your physicality, with my certainty that all of the power that you employ in order to remain physiologically chemical is coming from your mind. So the solution that I'm offering you is that available to us in this time and place is a power of mind through a momentary release of the friction of the attraction of definition in a misrhythmatic potential. That is to say, there, with that Parkinson's, okay, admit you've been an overachiever, Parkinson's disease. So all of the activity of your mind to perform acts of achievement based on a particle wave association that is not actually you, okay, and I'm looking right at some of you so-called matinee idols, or those of you who have, are idolaters in attempts to express a harmony that you have found, only to see it disappear when your true correspondence with yourself threatens you. Okay, so let's look fundamentally at what Master Jesus says. In the New Testament, he says you suffer from kata, sin. Okay, well, we just talked about that in the circumference. You're momentarily off the mark of where you entered into time and left. The realignment procedure that you will undergo is a natural recourse that you possess within your own mind. Overachievers, those who find an identity and search to seek it in order to justify both themselves and the aggregation of audience correspondence that's out there, can often result in the retention of that tension, a momentary displacement within the mental faculty that is actually what Parkinson's disease is. I know this isn't making any sense to you, and I'm not concerned about it making any sense, because I told you, as a spiritual healer, I want to represent to you my certainty of a new alignment in space-time that's available to you that allow you to lay down the defenses that you are employing now with a great deal of tenacity in order to attempt to reestablish what the world expects you to be. And you're going to fail. And in the failure, okay, will be the harmony of the reassociation of yourself. We're going to take just a minute now, because this is a healing video, isn't it, of that Parkinson's disease. We're going to offer a moment of meditation that relieves us momentarily of the burden of ourself and allows this flow of light and love to come into us. Today, the peace of God envelops me, and I forget all things except His love. Father, I wake today with miracles correcting my perception of all things. And so begins the day I share with you, as I will share eternity, for time has stepped aside today. I do not seek the things of time, and so I will not look upon them. What I seek today transcends all laws of time and things perceived in time. I would forget all things except your love. I would abide in you and know no laws except your law of love. And I would find the peace which you created for your son, forgetting all the foolish toys I made as I behold your glory and my own. How lovely that moment of transcendence was. Yeah, I can see it, that in the relaxation of the necessity for definition, the static condition is relieved. There's going to be a lot of discussion about people who are going to feel relief from the Parkinson's symptoms. I guarantee you, whether you're fully recovered or not on this video, and I assure you, you can be if you choose to be, it's impossible, okay, if you're willing to stand within a ratio of our correspondence with each other, and I'm representing myself as a spiritual healer through the mind and love of Jesus Christ, who is standing with us, that you will not get, at a minimum, what you would call symptomatic relief. Good. 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 Because in the receding, and this is the Holy Spirit, okay, in the receding of your correspondence with yourself, you found a moment of joy and happiness that was actually not connected to the distemper of Parkinson's. It would be the same relief you would feel in any enlightening correspondence with your own love and the nature of the truth of you. Jesus calls this a spiritual eye recognition. The deviations in Parkinson's disease or any illusionary disease of temporal correspondence do not allow the conceptual mind to momentarily view himself in the entirety of his relationships that would let him feel the joy and harmony that we're expressing. I'm glad I got a chance to do this today with you. You'll notice that I am very natural here. I came over to do some work on videos. This is going out into the world, and the calls at the Healing Center here in the Dells are much multiplied. And many of them are expressing solutions. The calls coming off the idea that you suffered from any disease are indications of testimonies of relief through the spiritual love and light of Jesus Christ. So that's the discovery that we're making, and that's the one we're making right now. Do you see that? Yes. That was the arthritis energy, wasn't it? Remember, I did the one on arthritis. Share this with me. The spasticness of the physiological relationship of arthritis is the same binding procedure that affects Parkinson's disease, all right? Understand that the physiology of healing is exactly the same because in, may I use the word propinquity? The contact that you have with me, both physiologically, mentally, certainly emotionally in my enthusiasm and love for you, can, in a very literal sense, redirect the energy of your heart and mind. That's what we're accomplishing here. Do you see this? There's some lovely scripture in the New Testament that corresponds to this. And if we get a chance, I'd like to read you a little Matthew. And let's look at it together. The evidence that the mere association with the physicality of a luminant mind will bring about healing is the entire nature of my declaration to you through the mind of Jesus. The fundamental teachings is that your conceptual self-identities in association with each other are denying you access to the entirety of the illuminate self-identity, the incorruptible body that's standing between you. The whole New Testament of Jesus says, while I will momentarily go to heaven, I'm going to come right back and stay with you, so then every association you have with each other, I can represent the entirety of your own perfection based on the moment while you remain in time. Parkinson's. Look. Yeah. Yeah. There's a rhythm of light correspondence, okay, that you are beginning to share with the Christ mind. Yes. You'll notice on the last meditation, I use the word abide. The idea of abiding, come and abiding, does not necessarily indicate a permanence of residential location. In abiding with me, you spend some time through the mind of our Savior in the relief of the necessity to represent yourself as anything. The certainty of the love through forgiveness that I am offering you and all of the healing teachers using the power of their minds will offer you is nothing but a moment of the totality of communication between us. Okay? Let's look at the circumference of your own individual association that appears to be at disharmony with the world. This is what Parkinson's disease is. You still retain the solution within yourself, but when you attempt to factor it within the circle of light that's around you, okay, it kicks into a displacement and throws you more off center. Okay, there it is. Now, when you're off center in that nature, instead of relieving the symptom by simply asking for the help through Jesus of the universe, you medicate yourself in a determination that the solution can be found biologically in your body. That is not to say that I do not approve of medication in regard to what you think your sickness is. It does express to you my certainty, both by demonstration and testimony, that you have a power in your mind right now to say, I don't know what Parkinson's disease is, but I know that I am unhappy with the need to retain it. And certainly the world out there is going to justify my disease because I have requested that it do so. And I've decided that enough is enough. Now, we're going to have to leave you. Our first 30 minutes is up. But if you'll share with me, and you may want to call everyone who has neurological symptoms of any kind, all right, that in the second half of this video, we're going to attempt to clear out the debris of memory, all right, that you're trying to facilitate within your own lyric, okay, that while you're successful at it, and even in the orchestration of the energy of light, you've lost your rhythm for a minute, all right? Now, the complete loss of your rhythm will reestablish for you a pattern where the lyric will fit perfectly if you let it. It's necessary, perhaps, that I use little metaphors. The entire allegory of your displacement in space-time are actually what I'm representing to you. Your return to heaven is assured and has been very simply by the presence here and now of our Savior. You can accept that in any catechism of your definition of conceptual self that you choose, and it will have absolutely nothing to do with my knowledge, with my certainty, okay, of the love that we share for each other in finding this harmony. I got rhythm, I got music, I got my love. Who could ask for anything more? There it is. Remember, God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the correspondence of the power that we're expressing together. Shall we say it together? God bless us, everyone. I'll be right back. This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. Old man Trouble, he won't find you. You won't find him hanging around your door. I got rhythm, I got music. I got our love. Who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more? The lyric says that old man trouble isn't hanging outside your door. The more you retain the tension of the idea of yourself, the more apt you are to trouble yourself with a door that you're afraid to open. The fact of the matter is that the solution you're going to find to your recognition of the light and love of our Savior Jesus is nothing but the freedom of opening the door of trouble. I know you formulate a resistance to it and act defensively concerning your fear of the loss of the rhythm that you have. Listen to me just a minute. All trouble can possibly do for you is increase your harmony of correspondence with yourself if you let it. But all of you conceptually are offered lessons that you must learn in the expansion of your harmonious association with yourself. Let not your heart be troubled. The mind and love and physical body of our Savior Jesus is with us now within this parameter. All right? Yeah. Listen, his mere presence is what your healing is. Now you Bible scholars run and quick look up what I just said. After the riot of the feeding of the multitude, when they want to declare him king and he walks on the water with Peter, doesn't he? That's one example. Why? Okay, when faced with the troubling wind and waves, Peter begins to sink. What does Jesus say? Touch me, Peter. Touch me. Here, let me share with you my certainty that we walk on the illusion of the water. We're above the illusion of hydrogen and carbon and oxygen. We have assumed a spiritual body that represents us, and I'll help you with that. Why? You feel a harmony, and all of a sudden the trouble increases. This is Parkinson's disease. You're so determined with your ego to justify the idol that you're representing that you don't like to admit that you've actually lost it. My offering to you through the love of our Savior is lose it. Shall we try it? I'm going to touch you now, watch. No, there's nothing to fear. We'll read the scripture. Obviously, I'm using the New Testament to describe the advent of Jesus to show you that all of his activities are actually present with you now, offering you the idea that at his touch, you will be healed and whole, and what? Your fear will disappear. Remember when he's walking along doing the healing and a woman momentarily invades his cycle of correspondence and reaches out and touched him? Okay, and he said, who touched me? She was immediately healed by entering into the circumference of the harmony of his time location. It's interesting. Apparently she had suffered from some sort of menstrual disease and she was out of cycle with the correspondences of her mind and body. She was instantly healed by that harmony. So spiritual healers out in the world now, using the power and mind of Jesus, are in the relationship with the one that is sick, totally healed along with the patient. Trust me with this. This is the way it works. Jesus says to us, greater things will you do than I have done because you can use the faculty of my presence to perform these acts of healing that are going on. Yes, he's abiding with you right now, so you need not be troubled. Let's listen. Though let not your heart be troubled. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Notice that the natural man, the world, cannot receive him. The idea of receiving is the idea of opening the circumference of the light form that identifies you, and understand that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit that Jesus has left with you, is representing the entirety of your Christhood. Okay, in that sense, the Christ in you is abiding with you at this moment. Don't be troubled. Listen, I will never leave you comfortless. I'm so glad to see that these words are starting to mean more to you. We understand together now through his saving grace that it's not the words that matter. It begins with the trust in them. It begins with the simple trust, perhaps with, I want it to be true. The power of the employment of your mind in the need to be healed and well, not within the auspices of the world, which cannot know the power of love, will be available to you the moment that you really request them. What does he say in the scripture? Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened unto you. Listen. For he dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you will see me, and because I live, you shall live also. Do you see now why we are assured of the impossibility of death? The mere idea that our Savior is resurrected can be, and will be, if you let it be, a full indication that as a resurrected source of the entirety of the fruits of universal mind, you can accept for a moment his realignment procedure that will literally transport you to heaven. What does it have to do with this world? Nothing. The healing procedure of that Parkinson's, and in fact, very major evidence is that diseases all over the world are being healed in the light of love, of the nature of our forgiveness, are showing the truth of the power of forgiveness to heal. Just a few more sentences. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. So we're all together as one, aren't we? And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself in him. The idea that it's possible for your body at this time and space to manifest itself in the entirety of the body, blood, and light of Jesus Christ are my entire teachings to you from this New Testament. Okay? The healing process that you just experienced at that moment is nothing but a demonstration of the recognition of your own perfection. Can you see that with me? Did that work? Say to me, I am whole and perfect as I was created. Yes. Why? Jesus is abiding with us now. He is giving us a new harmony based on where he went to show us in the entirety of the universe the music of the spheres of reality that you now are finding as a new purpose for your own correspondence within that body. There's one more sentence I have to read. Listen. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to you and to your remembrance whatsoever I have said to you. Oh, we're faced with the idea now of what this actually says, aren't we? You must look at the idea that the offering that I'm giving you is a remembrance of the entirety of the nature of you. The idea that the Holy Spirit, through the mind of Jesus, teaches you is crucial to your healing mode. Let's look at it. All the power of the universe is given unto you at this time within your own conceptual mind. The reason you have been a poor learner conceptually is because you have depended on the process of objectivity, okay, based on old memories of limitation and death, rather than simply recognize that a new remembrance of who you really are is possible for you. The nature of debilitating diseases like Parkinson's and other so-called neurological diseases inevitably are sustained by the anger that you feel in your inability either to solve the problem or for the so-called medical community to solve it. The idea that there is no solution to the problem of that disease is what is really pissing you off. What's the name of that lovely guy that's representing the Parkinson's? Michael Fox, who I know and love very well in his overachievement. Can you see that? Has a definition of himself. And he's suffering inevitably, as all humans do somewhere within their time cycle, by the anger, which represents itself finally as fear in being able to be well. Yes, he suffers from an incurable disease. What I'm offering to him and to Katie Hepburn, who I spent some time with last night, we talked about her need for perfection, her need to represent herself in the entirety with the certainty of who she was in correspondence with the freedom as a female that she felt in her demonstration, resulted in a disharmony that resulted in Parkinson's. We sat together, she's perfect, and she's lovely, and she's beautiful, and she wanted me to tell the Parkinson's Association that we should begin with the symptom. Let's begin with the stimulation of dopamine or whatever other medications that you feel are necessary in order to recover. I'm losing words here a little bit. But we're standing together in the particulars of the release of your anger. Are you listening to me? It's going to be impossible for you to be totally healed as long as you retain a vengeance of a sort concerning this world, yourself, and God. We're going to get to the Sermon on the Mount, aren't we? Finally, we're going to get to the idea that what you do to others is coming back to you. You believe that someone must be to blame for the symptom, for the disease from which you suffer. Absolutely not true. No one is to blame for the disease from which you suffer. Okay? You are perfect and whole as you were created. We have to take a look just for a moment at one meditation within Jesus' Course in Miracles that asks you to look at the retention of the fear and anger that you hold on to. Okay, so we can practice letting it go, and what? Suddenly we're going to be healed. Listen. Here's our problem. Anger must come from judgment. And judgment is the weapon I would use against myself to keep the miracle away from me. Father, I want what goes against my will and do not want what is my will to have. Strengthen my mind, my Father. It's sick, but you have offered freedom and I choose to claim your gift today. And so I give all judgment to the one you gave to me to judge for me. He sees what I behold, and yet he knows the truth. He looks on pain, and yet he understands it is not real. And in his understanding, it is healed. He gives the miracles my dreams would hide from my awareness. Let him judge today. I do not know my will, but he is sure it is your own. And he will speak for me and call your miracles to come to me. Listen today for the Holy Spirit. Be very still and hear the gentle voice for God assuring you that he has judged you as the son he loves. There's a lot of joy going on here in the studio. Shall I show you why? The fundamental teachings of Jesus Christ is that we only have one mind. Okay, there's only one creative reality of source. We call it God. Obviously, you could name it anything you want. In the beginning, in Aramaic, in John 1, Jesus says very simply, it's created action. Okay, God has already created everything that will ever be, and the action is contained within your own mind. In your attempts to disobey his will, which is what your conceptual self is, you will fail and have failed. Not only that, you know you're failing. Those of you who have decided to watch this video in the spiritual healing of a debilitating disease like Parkinson's, are perhaps at the end of the rope in which you have attempted to circle around yourself in order to retain the disassociation in the limited form of what represents you. In that sense, you are at the end of your rope. But rather than hang yourself from the scaffold of the meaningless condition of this reality, you have been given a momentary reprieve through the message that the parson is reading to you. All right? All of us finally enter into some sort of space-time evidence of execution. What we refuse to recognize is the condemnation of ourself is not coming from the world, but from ourself and our determination to let the world judge us. And we have every right to be angry and disconsolate so that our fear of revenge is taken out in what we define as sickness on the body. Okay, Parkinson's achievers are ones that have found a place in the sharing of the communication of this world and are representing themselves as a symbolic capacity to communicate and to be enjoyed and to express the certainty of love for family and for the audience of this world in the service that they render based on the idol that they use to represent themselves. Now, there is no element contained within the idol, okay, that cannot be used to turn yourself within your own idolization of self-identity to the immediate availability of the will and the love of God. It's the opening of the channel through the mind of Jesus Christ that will allow you to see your own perfection. There's been a great deal of very successful healing going on with that Parkinson's. All right? This is not the avoiding of the medical community. We want you to use every device possible to you within this world in our certainty that the correspondence of the light and love that we are sharing through forgiveness will heal any sickness from which you can suffer. This directly from the mind of Jesus, who is what? Abiding with us now. If you have trouble with your own circumference of correspondence in space-time, think of his love. Think of his message of correspondence. Think of his certainty of the necessity that you forgive your enemy. Think of his certainty in reminding you that if you forgive, whether it's 7 times or 70 times, that in the act of forgiveness, okay, is the bright light of our sharing of the certainty of the perfection of ourselves. Yes, I can feel the joy that you're expressing. There, see? Parkinson's. I may come back and try to talk just a little more about it. You know why? You're trapped in a habit. You've been given an image where you suffer. This is from Katie Hepburn. When she was alone, and when we were together in space-time yesterday, and she's my very favorite, okay, we loved each other in the realization of a correspondence that she found first in her own freedom and independence or assertion, and then in the momentary loss of that assertion because of a variant continuum that overtook her and will overtake you, so that you can take the pride of achievement, the idea of success, the idea of your ability to communicate, and using that pride, using the pertainments of your power to communicate, we can turn in the expansion of the space-time that represents you and show you a brand new rhythm that will include your lyric and also the orchestration of the light form that represents the harmony that we share with all the universe. Listen together to this melody, perhaps forgotten for a moment, but now contained within our memory as we come together to share it. We'll be seeing you very soon. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go and is present with us now in our brother Jesus, because God is the mind with which we think. Let's say it together. God bless us, everyone.